Hello, Ventura. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. AM 1590, KVTA. We are broadcasting live from the United Kingdom. We're going to go live to the royal wedding right now. Just kidding. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Veronica V. Saucino.
And I'm Deborah Delaney. And good morning to all of you. Yes. We are welcoming all of our sponsors that are so wonderful to us. We've got Century 21 Troop Real Estate and
CSMC Mortgage
and Nothing Bun Cakes, Bentiki, The Greek. They are all wonderful people. We're so excited to have them part of our family here.
Absolutely. And so did you guys catch the royal wedding? I watched it this morning. Not all of it, thank God. Because it's kind of long.
Well, isn't it like 6 hours?
They're so smart, though. They sit down. I'm like, very smart, you know? You can't stand up for 6 hours.
Exactly.
I wish they would do that during Mass.
I recorded it.
So, I did record it, too. I haven't seen it yet.
And then I just went on my phone this morning to see, you know, the highlights.
Did you see the colors? What the hot colors? Don't say it. But what was it? Because I saw it, too.
It was canary. Canary yellow.
The queen had it on. And
I love canary
George
yellow.
Clooney's
one of my favorite colors.
Had it on. And
It was a trending color.
It was really pretty.
George is finally aging.
He looks good still.
He still looks good. He still looks good.
Did you see the queen and her husband? I didn't realize he's 96. And he's going to be 97 like next month. They look great. They popped on in there.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. She's really so
cute.
And I happen to really think Meghan Markle is great, but
I love her too. I didn't realize her whole story. Do you guys know she's divorced? And
yes.
And they met in LA. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Raised by a single mom. I didn't know any of that.
And it was interesting because they were mentioning that
she's African American. I didn't know that.
Yes, she's half African American, and it was interesting how they were referencing her.
Yeah.
And how her story began as a little child. They showed a video on E! Where she was, you know, playing the princess and, you know, handling all these kids, and how she actually was already doing community work at a very early age.
Yeah.
And she wrote to Congress for women's rights at the age of 10 or 11.
Yeah,
she did.
She's done a lot of volunteer work with feeding the homeless for like 7 years.
So cute.
For a long
she's
time.
Already
and what she's done in Africa has been amazing. Yeah, she's a very serious person.
Yeah.
But with a fun side, and I think they just seem so in love. It's just beautiful.
I love it.
I mean, I think we've witnessed the best side of humanity this week, and we've witnessed the worst.
Oh gosh, I know. Another school shooting. This one, horrible.
And it's just, you know,
outside of Houston in Texas. A lot of my friends are covering that stuff over there, and it's just like, I don't even want to turn the radio on anymore. It feels like every day it's, you know, what school has a gun today, you know?
Yeah. It's the 22nd shooting this year.
Really?
In schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard something this like it's the second largest shooting since the one in February in Florida. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so...
Well, you know what? I was just thinking about it. I was laying awake. I didn't sleep well last night. And I was just thinking, what if, you know... And sure, it'll cost some money to repurpose schools this way. But what if there's only one entry into school? Many exits, but only one entry. And what if they have this big, giant... coat room too, where because you think of Columbine and you think of this place, the trench coat, you know,
he walked in with the trench coat and the gun under
with the trench coat with the gun under it. I mean, that's what happened in Columbine. That's what's happened in quite a few places, you know. And you know, why don't you have to check your coat at the door when you come to school?
And metal detector, just that's going to happen.
Yep.
It's going to be like the airport.
It's going to have to be like the airport. And your backpacks will have to just go on the conveyor belt.
The only thing I was thinking about, safety and ins and out, but like you were saying, that's a good idea. If you have several exits that open if there were an emergency.
Right.
So then if there was an earthquake or fire and you had to get out, then the gates open.
Just like they do in every commercial building. You know, you
can
get out, but you can't get in.
Then you'd have to space the times, too, because you can't have 2,000 kids going in the one exit. You know, but you'd start at 7.
I was thinking of that, too, because that makes sense. A sitting duck, you know, for somebody who's crazy like this waiting in line to get into school. But you could stagger the times that people have to get into classrooms. And a lot of schools these days are modular or have a lot of different buildings. And so, you know, you don't have to have your homerooms all in one building. You know, you can just reorganize yourself so that kids are coming relatively at the same time. But, you know, each building just has one entry and has many, many exits.
Okay, yeah,
many exits. And every single classroom that's on the ground floor should have an exit door. I mean, How hard would that be to do,
right.
You know? Because those kids, as soon as that kid came in there, they could have just run right out that exit door, and it would have saved some
it's
children.
It's going to cost money, but it needs to happen.
Yes, of course. What's more important? Mm-hmm. There's nothing more important. You know, we can drive with potholes, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And we drive, you know, if we have to be stuck in traffic, okay. But, you know, our children, that's the most important thing that we need to put our money into.
Yeah.
Well, and I think kids are, you know, we saw them stand up last time this happened, which wasn't long ago, last month. And now I think we're going to see them stand up again. And I think it's going to, something has to give. Something has got to change.
That's right.
Because we just can't have that every single time somebody turns around.
Every 3 days,
it seems
like. Anyway, we are live today, so on a happy note, give us a call, 650-1590. Are we giving away a bunch of free stuff?
We are. We're giving away all kinds of things. We have backpacks filled with goodies. We have Antiki, free sushi and sliders. We have leggings and
a skirt
of your choice from LuLaRoe, Robin McAlpine's home boutique. And we also have gift certificates from The Greek.
By the way, I have to tell you, I went to The Greek for Mother's Day.
Oh, you guys have so much fun.
So fun. Well, first of all, you know how they say that they dance around and stuff? I was like, whatever. No, this guy comes out and he has a glass of red wine on his head, poured this much wine, a glass of wine on his head, and he dances around with it and it doesn't move. Then he pours another one somehow on top of it upside down and balances it. It was so fun. And
I've seen him do it too.
Belly dancing lessons and stuff. It was really, really fun.
Really fun. It's festive.
So fun.
Very
and that's
festive.
Free. I mean, you just go in there. We had lunch and that was all free. It was just so fun.
Oh,
all the kids
awesome.
Were dancing.
Yeah.
It was really
it's
fun.
It's good entertainment. You
it's
know?
Really good entertainment.
We also had the MGM Tour of California in our town this week on Monday. They were through our town. We actually opened the race from Ventura, and that was the second leg. And that brought a lot of tourism to our town. It brought a lot of people just cheering and having a great time. We had lots of volunteers, and thank you to all those volunteers because we couldn't have done it without you. So that was a big, big deal for our community.
And Karen, why don't you tell them our big announcement, right?
We have great news. We are changing our time.
We're moving up in the world.
We're
to
moving
prime
up.
Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Our show next week will
starting
be
next
airing
week.
Drum roll.
From 11 to 12.
Woo!
So we're no longer going to be from 1 to 2 like we are today. Mm-hmm. It's going to air from 11 to 12. We'll be live. And Saturday from 11 to 12. So we got to get used to saying that, girls, 11
wow.
to 12.
Wow. Yeah,
to
12.
So thanks to our producer, Spence.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Spence.
Let's talk a little bit about real estate. What do you have, Deb?
I have my fabulous beach property, which will be absolutely ready for delivery in 3 weeks.
That's quick.
Yeah.
How much?
$1.6 million.
That's going to be nice.
Oh, it's the consummate beach cottage. And when I say cottage, you know, people think, oh, it's small. It's not small, but it just
cottage
has
feel.
Cottage feel. You know, you just, it's, it's going to be so
sweet. I
think
we should all go in on that. Like, and just we could broadcast live from our house.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be three bedrooms, three baths, and it's a Project Beautify Roger Understiller family property. And so, you know, it's just going to be so special.
Oh, I love their work. It's so beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, gorgeous.
It really is. And we have several other properties that will be coming up down the road from the same people, and I will be letting you know about those.
That's
as soon
exciting.
As they come up.
That is exciting.
I have a new one to tell you about over at Surfside, Surfside 4. It faces the water. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath on the top floor. We sold it to the guy a couple years ago, and now we're putting it on the market next week. So it's going to be pretty exciting. It's all redone, end unit, top, great view. Right on the beach, Surfside 4. It's going to be 560. So we'll have that open probably next Sunday. I'll let you know next Saturday at our new time slot. So what do you have?
Awesome. I have 11408 Beechnut Court. It is in the Orchard Collection on the east end of town. It will be open today from 1 to 4. Michael's doing that open house today.
It's open right now.
It's open now. Yeah, exactly. And
go say hi to Michael.
Yeah, it is been reduced to 645. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-story, built in 2015. So it's a brand new house. And it is absolutely gorgeous. Stainless appliances, hardwood floors. It is beautiful.
Great. And what was the price of that again, Karen?
It's been reduced to $6.45.
Okay. And today and tomorrow in Oxnard is our famous strawberry festival.
Ooh.
So get out
going?
There. No, but but a lot of people are. You know, I have to tell you, I went up to Santa Barbara last night and traffic was crazy.
Trying to get here, yeah. Yeah,
so summer has started, and there's lots of college graduations this weekend and everything, so give yourselves lots of time if you're coming up to our wonderful festival or to anything else, yeah.
That's
great.
So what else do we have going on?
We have a great show for you guys today. We have Ashley Batista from the Ventura Police Community Foundation, and she is going to be giving us some information on some of their upcoming events. And then we have Diane Gomez. She is an author of children's books. It's called The Secret Formula for Kids, Be the Best You Can Be. And this is her second book. We've had her on the show last year when she wrote her first book, and now she has put together another book, and we're real excited to have her today.
And she's a very dear friend of mine and one of the best people I have ever known in my life. She's an extremely spiritual woman, and she is incredibly well-educated. She's a woman who has gotten her doctorate, and she is just an amazing person. She has a wonderful husband, Steve. They've been married forever and ever.
Is that Steve in there?
Look
how cute, googly eyes.
Yeah, and they are
still
just
flirting.
Good. My kids went to school with their kids, and they're just really great people. So
great.
I'm so excited they're back here with
and
us
we
today.
Also have Doug Butler from CSMC Mortgage. He is going to be talking a little bit about the different programs that he has available. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai, located in beautiful downtown Ventura. Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories. First-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m., all overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, and we're right here on KVTA, 1590 AM. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I am Tracy Baldwin. How are you?
I am Veronica V. Saucito.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we're real excited to have Ashley Batista with us today. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming. We appreciate you doing that. So tell us a little bit about what I'd really like you to tell our listeners is What does the police community foundation do?
Okay, well, thank you again for having us.
Of course. I
represent the police department and the police foundation. The police foundation comes alongside the police department to help support community programs as well as police equipment. So just last year we had a drive for specialized ballistic vests, and we went out into the community and businesses helped support our officers and said, hey, we've got your back. And we were able to equip over 70 officers with these specialized vests.
I actually bought one.
Thank you so much for
your
support.
Yeah,
it was quite an effort, and it was a really meaningful opportunity, especially this week, because this week is National Police Week.
Oh,
is it? There have been over 140 police officers killed in the line of duty last year alone.
It's
a really difficult job. So the Police Foundation is not only just to support our police officers, but our golf tournament, for example, which is coming up June 1st. Got to sign up. We need more golfers. All of the proceeds go to support after-school programs, because it really starts when they're little to help with crime prevention. So our department and our foundation is really proactive in getting out in the community and helping in any way we can.
And how can somebody participate? How are they going to know? Is there a website? Are they going to know about?
VenturaPoliceFoundation.org is the website. Folks can go on there and learn all about the programming. June 1st is our golf tournament at Olivas Links, 8 a.m. It's $135, which is a good price for those that enjoy golfing. A barbecue by Scooter's Barbecue is provided, and it's just a great opportunity to come out and support these after-school programs for over 600 students. We have, this is the 21st annual golf tournament, so it's been happening for some time, and just a great opportunity to give back. All proceeds go to the after-school programs.
And
that's
how many
awesome.
More people are you looking to fill this
I'm looking to fill approximately 25 more golfers.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
how is the morale right now in the police department? Obviously the horrendous murder down at the Promenade, and unfortunately I think a lot of people are pointing fingers at the police, which I don't necessarily think that's fair, but right now how are things going? I'm sure what's the feel there?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I myself am a Ventura resident, mom of four young sons, and spend a lot of time on the Promenade. And so I think our community, we were all impacted by that horrific incident. Moving forward, the police department has always been proactive in addressing chronic vagrancy in our community. Mm-hmm. 7 years ago, the Safe and Clean Initiative was passed. The Safe and Clean Initiative brought 7 additional police officers to focus just on vagrancy. Mm-hmm. The issue is we were limited on our resources compared to the issue at hand, and
Absolutely.
It's not just a policing issue.
Right.
So we work closely with social service groups. We work closely with the district attorney's office to help these folks get lasting, long-term help.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, mental health issues, drug abuse, array of other issues come to play when discussing that issue.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there have been many people in our community that have been frustrated and upset and want answers of how we can solve this when there's not an easy solution.
Right.
But I must say that our police department just charges through, working hard to serve and protect our community. So as a civilian within my agency, I am so grateful and honored to have the privilege to represent these men and women, because they risk their life every single day serving and protecting Ventura, and they do it around the clock 24/7. So if you don't see an officer walking down your street, it's because they're patrolling another area or responding to a 911 call.
Right.
So we have to manage our resources the best we can with the resources we have.
Very complicated issues.
Right, and our resources are limited. We were talking with the council, the guy who's running for council, and he was talking about how they bring everyone in Ventura County to the Ventura County Jail, mental health, people who are having, whatnot, homeless people. And then when they let them go, at midnight in Ventura. And sometimes they can't get back to see me, or they can't get back to...
Sometimes they're given a bus token or something like that, but they have the right to stay here if they choose to.
Absolutely.
And so it is hard, because there are, in our last homeless count, there were over 500 homeless individuals who classified themselves as homeless here in Ventura alone. We are a population of over 100,000. We have 127 sworn police officers. So when you're talking about numbers, it's a large percentage of our population right now that is suffering and continues coming in and out of our system.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just indicative here. I was up in Santa Barbara last night, and just up and down State Street and on all the side streets, there's so many transient people and so many homeless. It's really sad, people sleeping in doorways, and it's just an incredible problem that you know, very, very difficult to find solutions.
Well, and I know there's a lot of people in our community right now that are stepping up to the plate wanting to help that situation. And so there's going to be ongoing meetings that are going to put people together that really know how to help these people. But really, when it comes down to the bottom line, we need a shelter. We need a 24/7 shelter.
Yeah, we do.
And we need it for our city, and other cities need it as well. With closing all of the mental facilities years ago,
we really need that service.
And we don't have that. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of conversation, a lot of ways people can help, a lot of ways people can step up to the plate and do that. But the emotion is really high right now, so I think they're kind of like waiting to let people heal a little bit before we get started in doing that.
And I think the more that you hit the nail on the head as far as working together as a community and supporting each other instead of attacking or pointing fingers, if we can all come together to find solutions, not just the police department, not just the city, but the community as a whole, I think that we can find long-term solutions. Right. And even recently, and you know, we've had the reconnection program where folks that are willing to can get reconnected with family members, and there's been over 144 success stories. So small stories that are successful, and little by little, if we all can work together, we could definitely see a difference.
I work a lot with Project Understanding, and we had our meeting yesterday as well, and that's what we're going to start really letting people know what those successes are, even if they're little itty bitty, because the more successes we show that's happening, people will start feeling like, oh, someone, not them, but someone is taking care of this problem.
Yeah.
When in fact it's a community problem. Mm-hmm. We all need to support all of the things that are going to happen along with that. So I think you're going to see a lot of progress in the next couple months. And I think everybody will be real positive about that.
I also think that we really need more of an outreach to the community that is on the streets. Somehow, if someone could put together a volunteer organization with people who are well-trained, how to approach these people and how to let them know that life can be better than how they're existing right now. And as you say, Karen, then we have to have the facilities to take them to and the trained professionals to actually help them, you know.
Yeah. Ventura police officers actually do that right now. We work closely with social service agencies, so we have mental health providers partnered with officers that go out into the parks and provide individuals with information and resources and counseling. But again, these folks also have the choice to say no and refuse that. Mm-hmm. And so right now, just recently, we've been messaging a little bit more about panhandling and had mixed input from the community. But we're really encouraging community members to give to these social service providers rather than to those panhandling on the streets. Because oftentimes, the money that we're giving, we want to help, but it goes to feed addictions and other things. So we're encouraging folks to give to the social service groups. We just recently, I had a panhandling video I made on our Facebook page, Ventura PD's Facebook page, and it had over 300,000 hits. Simply officer holding cardboard signs, simply encouraging the community to give to the appropriate agencies that really could use those funds to help get people food and shelter and mental health services. And so that went viral. It went throughout the country.
Cool. We should put that on our Facebook page.
And really,
say no to panhandling. Say yes to charities.
One piece of how we can all work together, and it's not saying don't give or don't help. It's not saying that at all. It's just saying, hey, let's work together to give to the social service groups that could really provide these people with lasting, long-term assistance.
Right.
And that's what Project Understanding does. We have House to Home, which is Hank. He goes out into the parks and talks to them individually and then finds housing for them. And then there's also Turning Point, which is a huge, you know, charitable organization that helps our communities mentally ill. And so there's a lot of organizations, if you give a hand up, not a handout, to these people and give to your charities that are helping these situations, it will hopefully help the situation.
Yes, and my goal right now is to actually highlight a lot of these organizations so the community understands how much they help and assist, because sometimes this is done late at night or, you know, behind the side of a freeway or somewhere where our residents aren't necessarily seeing this activity. And so it's just so important that we are all aware of the services that are already in place. And if just by assisting those folks, we can do a lot more together.
Well, and another thing is going to the schools, and I know we do go to the schools, but to really go to the schools more, because we have so many so many hungry, homeless children in our community. Yeah. And they're going to school. And sometimes they have more influence on their parents than anybody else. And if you, and the children really, you know, they can see the other, they're with other children who are, you know, living a more normal existence. And they want that for themselves. And they might be more influential on getting, you know, the help.
Yeah, Ventura Unified has a program for children that are they in do. Need of food and services. We have over 600 students that are classified as homeless within our system, but they do have a roof over their head. Maybe they're placed in different areas, but not a permanent home. The police department works closely with the school district to help protect these students. We have 3 full-time school resource officers that directly
And this is
deal
so
with
important
that.
For everyone who's listening to know, because our police officers do a lot more than just give out tickets, you know.
Mm-hmm. So true. Right? Nobody likes to get a ticket. Right. So slow down, Ventura.
Yeah, it's and lock up state, yeah. Tracy.
You know.
And drive.
Yeah. You know, and they're out there really, really helping our community. And we need to give them the respect that they deserve. And we also need to help out with these other organizations.
Yep. So tell us again one more time where people can help you guys out, your golf tournament. Where can people find out more information about what you guys need?
So the golf tournament, again, June 1st. It is coming up quickly, and we would love more golfers. And if golfing is not your thing, totally fine. We have other ways that you can sponsor and support the effort, VenturaPoliceFoundation.org. I also encourage you to follow our Facebook page for the police department at Ventura PD. I post stuff on a daily basis about crime prevention and different statistics. And I also welcome your feedback. If there's something you really want to know about the police department or how an officer does his or her job, I would encourage input and feedback, because I would love to have a video on what you want to hear about. I also have here today a board member of our police foundation, community member Debbie Golden, and she was just going to say a couple things about her role with the foundation.
Hi there, Deb Golden here.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having us. Doesn't she do a terrific job?
She sure does.
She sure does. She can do it all. And with 4 boys. She's amazing.
Woo-hoo.
Well, I just want to tell you why I joined the Police Foundation, and I am the vice president. My family has some police background in other cities, and they've always been a proponent of saying you need to engage in your police department. When you see a cop in your area that's on the beat just walking around or driving around, wave him down. Introduce yourself. Get to know your officer. When you see him walking by on the downtown area, stop and say, hey, how you going? I'm Deb Golden. Nice to meet you. And that way you engage in them. So if you ever need them in your area, or they're ever in your neighborhood, you already have established a relationship, and you've broken down that barrier where they think you're afraid of them, or that, you're paranoid to maybe talk to them or approach them, but they are so approachable. So I had my family do that, and it was amazing. My kids were like, Mom, they are so friendly. Mm-hmm. And so now, even yesterday, I met a new officer that was, he was getting on his way to give a ticket, and he says, I'm busy right now. I said, oh, I don't want to bother you. He goes, but it's nice to meet you. And I said, oh, okay, sorry. But it was engaging. So nice. I became involved in the Police Foundation. And what it is it's the community partnering with everyday citizens like yourself, like myself. And we just joined together and try to help the police department. So this year we've done a Soft Hearts fundraiser where we revamped a victim room that looked like cold, just sterile room where victims go to be interviewed. We put carpet and furniture and blankets for kids.
That's at the police department?
Toys. Yes.
Okay.
So we did that. We did a summer breeze at Grapes and Hops where we did the We've Got Your Back campaign for the vest that you've so graciously bought. Thank you so much. Well, now we have a new one coming up, Heroes Among Us, November 3rd at the San Buenaventura Mission. And we are going to accept nominations for heroes in our community that have done above and beyond things, that have done extraordinary selfless things in our community that have made Ventura City better. So please go to our website.
Just police officers?
No. Community members.
Okay. Community members.
Volunteers. And anyone.
Cool.
We are accepting nominations. We'd love to have the community out to support us. Again, we're raising money to partner with the police department and provide things. Anyway, we love that you had us here today, and I'd like to come back and talk more about the Heroes
Absolutely.
Among Us Gala. It's going to be
when
fabulous. It's November 3rd.
Nice.
We're going to get all dressed up and honor our Ventura PD, but also honor some very remarkable community members, and we'd love to see all of you there.
We'll great, love
ladies.
To have you back.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Proud to have you here. Thank you guys
thank
for
having so much.
Thank you.
So coming up, we have Diane Gomez. She has written a book called The Secret Formula for Kids, Be the Best You Can Be. And when we come back, we'll be talking to her. So stay tuned.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing But Cakes is perfect for every occasion. From birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holidays. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundt teeny, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage, licensed by the NMLS ID 02021660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878.
Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Veronica V. Saucito.
And I'm Deborah Delaney. And we are really honored today to have Diane Gomez in the house with us. And she was here a while ago with her first book, which was geared towards preteens and teens. And she had such a great response from that book that she has written a book for younger children with some of the same concepts. So
welcome.
Tell us a little bit about that, Diane.
Well, it was actually after that I had the reading at Oxnard the last time that I was here, and the group of kids were maybe in elementary school age kids, and my little grandson was right next to us, and I was explaining the concept of our behavior being like a traffic signal. And he was so engaged, and he's only 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. So
and
cute.
So this book was rewritten with a lot of the text missing because I wanted it to be easy to read and more of a picture book. But these are actually concepts that are very challenging, but they're easy to understand. And that's why, for example, the signal, it's all based on assertive discipline. We all have three different types of behavior. We're aggressive, passive, or assertive. At this age, we're using a signal.
So what's aggressive? Green?
Stop. No, that's
stop.
Red.
Okay,
right. Because we want them to stop.
Okay.
That needs self-discipline. And then the yellow is for the passive. That's for pause. That's when we practice awareness using our senses and our experience. So literally, we take some deep breaths. We take a moment. And then we use a think to, before we say something, before we do something, we ask ourselves, if what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do, is it true? Helpful, inspiring, necessary, kind. And I'm teaching these concepts at my school with a bunch of sixth graders, and it's amazing. Even my grandbaby, he sings a little ditty, stop, pause, think, and go.
Okay.
And go is assertive behavior. That's being the best that we can be. when it's a green light, it implies action. So we need to really do something. And I really like the fact that the president's wife is starting this initiative, Be the Best. This book teaches them how to be the best that they can be.
And where people can find, where can people find that book?
And the best thing is these books are free.
Oh, nice.
They're free on my website. I really want to get this message out. I've been working with kids for more than 30 years. I love kids, especially, and there's so much hope for the future with kids. And they
and
will
with people
be
like
changed.
You around, that's for sure.
Well, it's interesting because as you started, I actually have my PhD from UC Santa Barbara, and my dissertation was on school violence prevention. And the key to school violence prevention is supportive relationships with a caring adult. And these books are actually the offshoot of my research. And that's what the secret formula is. It's a collection of tools designed to help kids open up, share their feelings, and thrive.
That's awesome.
And do you think right now, in the wake of all these crazy tragedies, school shootings and stuff, more stuff obviously should be implemented like this in schools?
It should. It's interesting because I'm getting ready to retire, but I've actually, in a few years, mm-hmm. and so this is where I see myself headed, because, for example, these books are geared towards mind, body, and spirit, yet spirit in public schools does not necessarily go hand in hand. And I now know that when I do leave the public schools, I am going to be incorporating spirit into all of my books, because that's where our power lies, mm-hmm. in love. You were talking earlier about relationships and love, and love conquers all. Mm-hmm. And it sounded so hokey when I was doing my dissertation and telling that we need to have hope and we need to provide hope to kids. Mm-hmm. I'm just grateful that all three members of my decision meeting, mm-hmm. went to Catholic school, and my study was in Catholic schools. I studied our group of kids. It was a group of kids 6th to 8th grade, my sons included. And what we found that that type of environment, a supportive environment, that includes a lot of adult participation. It was small. It was strict. It had so many variables that contributed to it being a safe environment, but one thing that was very, very clear is that kids had a supportive adult in their life.
Mm. Yeah, that's
how
so
important
critical.
Is that?
It's
yep.
so critical.
What can we do for kids who we know don't have that? Like, my daughter goes to a public school, and it's like, so you know, there are kids out there who don't have that. What can we do?
Well, you know what? My sister, she always used to tell me, I'm surprised that you're not in the Catholic school. And I know why I'm not, because there are a lot of people like me that we show our faith by our actions. Uh-huh. And I know I have kids in my office daily.
Yeah.
And I actually had an email today that somebody sent me that, and I get these quite a bit, just people making a change for the better, mm-hmm. because they felt the support. They felt the authenticity, and they felt love. Mm. And that's what kids need today, parents. Most of the kids that I see that are suffering from depression and anxiety, they're lonely. And they literally will tell me, I'm lonely. And that's my appeal to parents, is really to love your kids. These kids, they're only here for a short time with you. And how you are with them now will determine how they are with you in the future. Mm-hmm. Invest in your kids.
And how they will be with their children.
Right.
Yes.
And that's so critical and so important, too. You have to stop that wound from bleeding. You've got to, somebody has to make the change, you know?
Yeah.
And even if, you know, so if your parents are not those people, we have organizations like Big Brother. Mm. Do we have Big Sister? And, you know, what is the organization for girls? There's always been, because I think people have always felt that boys are more troubled.
The Boys and Girls Club are pretty big, and they're...
Can we do that as parents? Like, I know some of my daughter's friends, you know, I obviously, I just... you know, spoil, I try and love my daughter so much, but she has a lot of friends who I question their relationship with their parents. Mm-hmm. What can I do as a parent? They're not my child. Can I go to the school? Do I, you know, I mean, I guess you could call social services or something, but, you know, you say you want to give love, but how do you know how far to go when it's not your child?
You know, please take this in the right context. Mm-hmm. When I tell kids, We cannot really control what comes out of other people's mouths. We cannot control what other people do. We just have to learn to be the best that we can be. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of these books is they're really designed for an adult to read to a special mm-hmm. child in their life. But the adults are the ones that really need to learn these strategies.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, it would be really good for an adult to
That's
think
they're
before
they
talk.
They're designed for that reason.
Right, exactly.
They're designed to... It's a problem-solving model. The think model, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? If not, stop.
You need to give it out of the grocery
store.
If so, go.
To the parents. Well, it's true. And parents, they need to model the think model for themselves. Also, the secret formula. The secret formula is to tell somebody how you're feeling without using the word you. And so it's a very simple sentence. I feel blank. You put in a feeling word, when or because. And the secret is not to use the word you. And it's so simple to do, but yet so hard to do too. You know,
yes.
And it's funny because even when I'm doing this little simple sentence frames with students and I tell them, you can't say you. And then
it's
inevitably.
Like take ownership. Don't say it's because of you. It's because I feel this way because of something I'm doing and I need to own it, right? Is that kind of.
Well, when you say the word you, the other person that's listening may become defensive. Mm-hmm. And then the communication stops. And actually, it's sort of interesting because this book is now becoming the secret formula for lasting marriages because it's a communication tool. And the reason that that popped into my mind is I was teaching it to a whole cluster of sixth graders and some teachers were saying, you should, this would really help marriages.
Me and Deb are going to take these home tonight and do a little research on our own, right?
Yes. And pause, take some deep belly breaths. And this, it has so many fun little activities for kids, and it's so simple to do. Our little ditty is to stop, pause, think, and go. Stop, pause, think, and go. Stop, pause, think, and go. Be the best that you can be. And it's so sweet. Yeah. I have to just tell you one little quick story.
Okay.
We were on the way home from the YMCA. That's my grandson there. This picture graces this book. And he's 3 years old. And Steve and I, my husband, we were starting to have a conversation that was getting a little heated. And then all of a sudden, in the back seat, we heard somebody sing, stop, pause, think, and go. It was amazing.
I love it.
It instantly changed the mood from.
Kids are so smart.
They are.
So great.
Yes, and they are smart. In fact, the book that I'm reading by Matthew Kelly, it says you can ask a kid between 4 and 6 if they want to do something, and then you respond by saying, is that going to help you to be the best that you can be? Kids, no.
They
already know between 4 and 6.
That's a good one.
It is.
Is that gonna be the
because
best?
It talks. Exactly. So if your kid wants to do something, your response will be, is this going to help you to be the best that you can be?
I love that.
Yes. And it's so perfect because they say that kids, they're so connected to their authenticity. And it's really life that starts to bear us all down. And that's why it becomes so much more difficult to say the things that we need to say to others.
And in the book, you have this wonderful tips for parents and caregivers. And that's great. You have to get this book because I'm not going to tell you what they are because I want you to find this book. So where are they finding this book, Diane?
Okay. My website is www.dianediazgomez.com.
And how are you getting funding for the book? Or do you get grants or how do you need donations?
You know what? I'm a self-publishing and I'm so grateful on Create Space because there's sometimes something comes to mind and I'm able to edit it immediately. And people, when they purchase the book, it's made on demand.
Perfect.
So
that's awesome.
That's really, and they're not expensive. I think this book is $5.
Perfect.
Nice. And but she is doing that all herself.
Yes.
And so it would be nice if somebody would start
just
to pay you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really, really, really blessed by God. Mm-hmm. And he is the reason why these books are available and they are free. Because we need to get the message.
We
need
certainly
to get the message to kids and to the people who love them to love them.
And we'll have that on our Facebook page as well, because if you weren't able to write down Diane's website, because this book is amazing. And it's so simple. It's not going to take you like a couple of weeks to get through. It's an evening. Sit down and sit with your wife or your husband and go over this book. And you'll be amazed at how different your whole family dynamic will be.
Love it.
Love it. Well, thank you, Diane, so much for coming on the show.
Thank
we so appreciate
you.
Thank you for everything you do.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Well, coming up, we have our own Sarah Barrett Lepore in the house. She's been gone for a couple weeks, and we've missed her. So we look forward to having her talk to us about health and wellness. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top-producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878. That's 212-7878. Or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage. Licensed by the NMLS ID 02021660. California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878. Working 9 to 5,
what a way to make a living. Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. We're live. Give us a call. What's the phone number?
650-1590.
And it is the last day we're going to be on from 1 to 2. Next Saturday, we start airing at 10 or 11 o'clock.
11 to 12.
11 to 12.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yay.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we have our own...
We have Veronica. One more beautiful girl in the house.
Veronica Visacito.
Thank you, guys.
And our own Sarah Barrett Lepore is in the house. Hey, Sarah.
We
Hello,
missed
ladies.
You.
Hi, I've missed sweetie. You, too. I've been traveling up and down the coast.
Good yeah. for you.
Yeah.
So what
Good
do you
times.
Have on the menu today?
I was hearing a lot about ketosis and ketogenic diets yes. recently, so mm-hmm. I thought it'd be fun to talk about
it. Is that
it.
Where you, like the Atkins, where you go into the ketosis?
It seems to get compared to Atkins. However, Atkins is a protein focus, mm-hmm. and ketosis is a fat focus. You want to increase fat. 60 to 70% of your diet should be fat.
Good fat, 30 though,
to 40%,
right?
Yes. Good quality fat is a big part. Not even like, you know, conventionally raised meats, those are not going to have the good fat.
Okay.
30 to 40% of the diet should be protein, and then 5 to 10% are carbs. Absolutely no complex carbs, which is the white stuff, starchy
bread.
White stuff. Yeah. So you're really looking at meat, fatty meats, and vegetables.
Wow.
So the reason is because then your body shifts over to burning fat as fuel rather than glucose as fuel. So it's pretty grueling in the first few days.
Makes sense.
For your body to get through that adjustment, because we're so used to having that glucose handy,
But we also notice those cravings go crazy when we're having glucose all the time as a source of fuel. Mm-hmm. So our energy will fall also. So when we finally get into this state of ketosis, which again is not for everybody, and it's also not something anyone should live on. Mm-hmm. So it's a any of these diets are very like, it's a balance. You use it, you go back, and then ideally your body is both using fat as fuel and glucose as fuel, because typically it's glucose. Hold on, Deborah. So typically it's glucose, but you're looking at grass-fed butters, avocados, coconut oils, heavy creams, olive oil, cheese, MCT oil, bulletproof coffee.
Like, what if you go eat a bunch of cheese? Like, yeah. I could do that.
That is...
Or bacon.
It's not the same.
Well, and also being in a state of ketosis for a long period of time is very, very, very hard on your kidneys.
It is. You are not supposed to do this for a long time. This How is like is for a month.
Okay.
You could go back to normal. Ideally, what you want is to use fat and glucose both as fuel. Hmm. That's why it's so hard at first, because your body right now, we're not using fat as fuel right now at all. No. We're only using glucose right now, most of us. Mm-hmm. And that, the ideal, highly functioning. The other thing with ketosis is it starves cancer cells. Cancers don't eat. Will not fuel off of ketogenic fuel, off of ketogenic diet. Yeah. So cancer is gone when you're on a ketogenic diet.
So people with cancer,
diabetes 1 and 2 are getting treated.
Wow.
Epilepsy. It also helps fuel your brain. So in a different, you're getting different fuel for your body, and it's a cleaner fuel, especially depending. You have to eat the clean fats. You're not eating the junk fats.
Nuts and stuff.
Nuts are not that great, no.
Okay.
You know, the thing of it is that it's a great, and I'm, you know, all for it with Sarah. It's, but the thing of it is that most people abuse these diets. That's the problem.
Right.
And so therein lies the difficulty. I mean, so, you know, they think, oh, so I'm not supposed to keep eating all my greens and my salads
of
that stuff.
You need
vegetables. You have to have your vegetables and even a little bit of fruit, even though you're not, you know, you got to have that mineral base too.
That's the little bit of 5 to 10% of carbs would be the fruit. But you definitely, they're definitely promoting vegetables like broccoli with coconut oil all over it.
Or what about like a salad with ranch dressing?
No.
Ranch has sugar. So you want to get away from sugar. The other thing is it's grueling to stay on this all the time. But the reason people do get obsessed and like it is because they feel amazing. Like your energy is way up. You're not going through these crashes and cravings. And you're feeling clean. And performance studies have shown it's no different than... you know, vegans can have issues with performance. I'm talking about athletic performance, where there's no difference, you know, in their performance, longevity. It's interesting. It doesn't have the neurotoxins that sugar does. Hmm. So glucose diets,
you know,
have
I had some sugar last night, and I usually don't eat a lot of sugar. When you take sugar out of your diet, you just don't like it, and your body doesn't like it. Your body reacts as if it's a toxin, you know, as if it's a poison. It really does, and I just felt horrible last night, and I felt horrible today because your body just doesn't want it, you know. But I just want to emphasize that it's a great diet and a great thing for people to reset. I think it's wonderful. I just think that people really need to know it doesn't mean you go and have a marbled steak and things like that, because those fats are not good for you.
I disagree. I think research is showing a lot different than the 70s and the 80s with the no-fat diets and
I believe
diet.
In fats, but beef fat is not a good fat. Your body, it takes years to actually digest your beef fat. It's not great.
If it is good quality, it is okay. And it has minerals and nutrients and things that are not found in other sources.
Ooh. Right. But just don't go running out and go to like Black Angus or something.
Well, no, that's not a good source. You definitely want to get them at a Whole Foods.
People think, oh, I can just go out and start eating a bunch of hamburgers.
Yeah, you want to be mindful about it, and no buns, you know, no hamburger. But it is getting to be, you know, bathing suit season. People are talking about this ketogenic diet, so I thought I'd put some facts out there.
You did good, baby. Watch your buns and don't eat buns. So where can people find out more about you and what you do? You have some exciting stuff coming up.
Things are changing, yeah, and shifting. But look at the website. It's all updated, chakrastrength.com, chakrastrength.com.
Thank you, our beautiful Sarah Barrett Lepore. Doug, come on up. We're going to go right into our money talk with Doug. What do you got for us?
Good afternoon, ladies. Hi. I am going to talk a little bit about...
How are your buns?
My buns. I did squats this week,
you
so
look
I
good.
Might. Yeah.
2 minutes.
Okay. In anticipation of Memorial Day, which is next weekend, I just wanted to hit on the veterans and the VA benefit that veterans get when purchasing or refinancing. They can finance them to 100% of the property value, which is fantastic.
But what is the loan amount? There's a cap, right?
Okay. So there is what they call a conforming loan amount cap in Ventura County, $672,650. However, VA themselves has no maximum limit. So it is possible to finance a property higher than that using the VA benefit. You would just want to call me for eligibility restrictions, but it is available.
And it's not a tough loan. It used to have such a bad rap,
Oh, my God. Yeah, it did. I mean, and if you wanted to refi, you had to already have a VA loan. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you've just never used your eligibility. You can refinance up to 100%, pull cash out for debt consolidation, home improvement, whatever.
What are the interest rates for VA? Is it higher than regular?
No, market rates. So right now, 4.5, 4.75, 30-year fixed.
That's amazing. That's like free money, guys. That's way better than a credit card or any, obviously, right?
Exactly. And 100%. Because you're not paying something called PMI or mortgage insurance on the loan,
amazing.
Your payments are actually lower than low-down loans like FHA. So.
And what I love, what does the FICO score have to be?
FICO score actually with us, minimum 600.
600. I mean, seriously? Yeah. All right. So, Doug, tell us where people can find out more about you and CSMC.
They can call 805-212-7878.
All right, Doug. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week at 11.
11.
Have a great week.
Bye.
See you.